Yo, what up? It's your big homie Kodak. What's going on? We got some new house guests in the building. Christina.
It's Stina.
Stina. Stina, baby.
You ain't gonna
narc
me out.
Oh, shit, my fault. We got narcs in the building. We got Stina, we got Tiny in the building. Tiny, what's up?
Hey.
She here. Hood, Brittany Renner in the building. So, how y'all ladies doing this evening?
I'm good. Kansas City, going to the Super Bowl, baby. Okay.
Congrats to Kansas City.
Where
you from?
I'm going to Super Bowl.
Oh, you're going to Super Bowl.
I'll be down there, too, so we can link.
I'm about to go.
It's going to be a lot of coke snorting and whoring down there.
That's well, fine.
We win that shit? Oh, shit. Anyway, so shout out to Kansas City. Shout out to San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
But we got other things to talk about. So let's get into it. Aaron Hernandez documentary
Amen.
Dropped on Netflix this past week. What do we think about that? Do you know who Aaron Hernandez is?
I do not.
You want to give her the details?
Okay, so for the people, he was a player for the Patriots, basically. Yeah, like, all-star athlete or whatever. But he was really just killing people. Like, he lived two different lives. He was killing people.
On the field and off the field.
Yeah, like really out here doing his thing, but he finally got indicted or whatever, and he ended up committing suicide, and so they just did this whole thing, like, running down his life or whatever, and you just find out so much stuff. Like, this man really went through it, and I think he was only, like, what, 27?
He was definitely young as
hell.
What's
his race?
Latino.
Hispanic.
Oh. Yeah.
But, you know, he was, like, one of the black Latinos. Mm. Like, you know, the black ones that can say nigga.
Oh, he say nigga?
Yeah.
Can Latinos say nigga? Yeah,
I feel like
they black.
Y'all be pressed like when they say nigga?
I feel like Latinos are black.
All of them?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I grew up around that shit, so when a Latin nigga say nigga, I'll be like, okay,
it's cool, right?
I don't really
it's
be pressed cool. by that shit.
I mean, if you like a Spaniard or something, but I really feel like it's like Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Cubans, like them, they black. Mm. But when you get to the, like, you know, Colombians, and they start talking. It's like, oh, I don't even know what you mean. Like,
so Cardi can say it.
Cardi can say it
because she grew up in it. Like, look
Fat
at that.
And that bitch from New York.
Yeah. J-Lo, I'm iffy about.
I never heard J-Lo say nigga.
No, she did. And she said it in a song. And nigga was like, hold on, white lady.
Yes.
You feel me?
Exactly.
They was about to get up out of here. So, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into our first topic of the day, and let's get into dating in Atlanta. So, ladies, are y'all single out here?
Man, it's complicated. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, it's a lot.
It's just a physical relationship?
Not even. Like, honestly, you know how somebody beg for your time, and then when they get it, they waste it?
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Yes. The shit don't even be lit. Like, you ain't even got energy like that to be wasting my time like that. So, nah, I'm really not with it right now.
Penises don't even be big enough to be wasting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even got it like that to be doing that at all. Like, you don't.
So niggas waste time because they dick little? Like, what?
No, they waste time, period.
Oh, okay.
Like, across the board.
Like, what's the point? Why are we talking if you're not trying to further the relationship?
Exactly.
So, what are y'all looking for? Like, long-term shit? What's going on?
Eventually, I mean, I don't think nobody want to be in the world by themselves. But I don't think that's not my first thing when I meet somebody. Like, damn, was we finna be dating forever? No, but I mean, if the vibe is there, cool. But motherfuckers will literally waste your, like, beg for your time and then waste it. Mm. And I'm tired of that. It's just lame at this point. Tell me what the fuck you're trying to do, if anything. And then if I'm agreeing with it, 9 times out of 10, I'd be ready to agree with it. Like, if this is just a physical interaction situation, cool, because honestly, I don't even fuck with you like that.
You just
like,
gotta let me know, though.
Just let me know.
I'm
be honest.
What type of time you on?
Yeah. Mm. But most people don't be honest, so that's what really make it lame.
My thing is, though, I don't even be pressed by relationships like that, but if, like, we talking, then you're gonna get all my time.
Right.
So I'm not gonna be, if I'm big on communication, and the last few relationships I had where it ended up fucked up, where motherfucker couldn't handle basic communication.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. I'm not saying, like, oh, I need to, be on your line 30 times a day. We need to have 10 FaceTimes.
Busy day or not, so we get
let them. Me know something. Mm-hmm. Like, the last time, like, this happened recently. Like, I just cut this chick off, like, earlier last week. And it was to the point, like, we went, like, a week without speaking. Yeah. But I see her on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She's, and you know, Instagram, it show you when the DM seen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I seen a scene under my shit. I see her posting stories and shit.
I hear big kicking it.
And I'm like, you unread them? Mm-hmm. See, it's people like you.
That's crazy. You be understanding messages too? You understand messages?
Not really.
I understand messages.
And
really?
Niggas start understanding messages, I understand mine.
The understand messages feature was a gift, because it was like, damn, I don't even.
I never would have took you for that type of
thing. Nah, because it feel like, you know, sometimes.
Oh my God, that's so lame.
No, let me tell you why. Because sometimes, nigga, you send a message because you horny. And then, like, when
next
you get...
Day you looking stupid, huh?
Yeah, and then you unhorny. It's like, damn, I don't even really like you like that. Like, I wouldn't even want to be seen in public with you. So, I mean, let me goddamn unsend that motherfucker. That was my dick talking.
Mm-mm. So, I hate that shit sometimes because it's so many relationships. I got room right now. If they didn't unsend their messages.
In real life.
Why would you want to do...
I mean, I wouldn't. You see, I haven't room with no relationship.
Because you're not messy like that. Time, you kind of... You stay in your lane.
Nah, I'm the type of bitch going to pull
up
on
your relationship? What the fuck happened?
The nigga was lying. So I was messing with him back home. He would come down here visit me, and then I found out he had a girlfriend. Mm. I know the shorty. Like, we used to model together. And afterwards, he was just kind of making it seem like it was a one-sided thing.
Oh, like you was just on, okay.
Yeah, like I made the shit up in my head. Right, right. So I called her like, hey, babe, you know, awesome. I'm coming to you as a woman, you know. That's what it was. So I let her know what the fuck was going on. And, of course, she was just on his side. But, yeah, I definitely kicked it to her, sent her all the messages, everything. Everything. I know she was.
Because motherfuckers will have you fucked up.
Literally, like, you're not about to make it seem like I'm out here on your heels, and it's not that. It was never that, and you made it seem like it was. That's lame.
I got a situation like that, too. It wasn't even no relationship shit, but this shit just happened on Twitter, like, 3 days ago.
Twitter be lit.
Twitter be fucking lit. So, I forgot what it had led up to it, but sometimes, you know, I like to give out... of like $5-$10 on the cash app on Twitter. Like, comment your shit. I'm gonna surprise somebody. You feel me? So this chick had just she had sent me something crazy. Like, she had sent me she said, oh, I said, hey, I like thick bitches or some shit like that. And she said, oh, I'm thick like that. And I was like, oh, well, send me something. So she sent me a picture or whatever, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, she sent the pictures or whatever. And she said, oh, well, I got more if you want them. I'm like, okay,
she
cool.
She tried to charge you for them.
Nigga! She said, oh, I charged for those. I'm like, my nigga, I am super good.
You're
like,
sick.
I am super good. So I was like, that's like, I tell her straight up, you're like, yo, that shit is corny. Like,
that
I didn't
is.
Even ask for this shit.
That
and you,
is.
You,
that
go, you think a nigga that was just going to be like, and your shit wasn't even all that. Like, this
hey,
not even.
Family will come next.
You said what?
The OnlyFans link was coming next.
Oh, hey, she, man, that, we gonna talk about...
people that speak no OnlyFans.
We gonna talk, I'm glad you brought that shit up. We gonna talk about that. But I'm like, why would... I didn't ask for this shit, so why do you think I'm about to pay for it?
It's a hustle, though. It's a hustle. Just like
but,
people panhandling.
But and that is exactly what
exactly
it is.
Exactly what it is.
So, it come down to it. I'm like, okay, well, this thing cash up. Send me your link. I didn't end up sending shit. I didn't plan on it, but I was like, okay, this ain't shit. So, she was basically in my DMs begging for, like, me to send her, yeah, like, god damn. And then a day later, I seen her post up on her own page and was like, oh, whenever my boyfriend tells me he loves me, it makes me. She's put like the heart emojis and shit like that. I'm like, damn, you had a boyfriend this whole time?
You out here sending pictures?
This bitch gonna say, relax, the whole time I was about to scam you. Bitch, what? I have these messages screenshotted. How who scam who? I didn't
scam who?
Scam who? I was about to send you shit. You're a terrible scammer.
Hey, ain't no way, cause you guys never finna flip that shit on me. Like, I'm out here people scam.
Like, you got a whole boyfriend out here begging other niggas for money. You make both of y'all look lame.
You begging for me to send you your mood. Like, you begging.
You
begging.
Make both of y'all look lame. So I'm like, that's talk about these motherfuckers just out here.
That's sick. Nah, relationships, I don't even.
And that nigga is broke.
Gotta be. Both of them.
Yep.
Together.
Both of y'all niggas. Like, damn, I could, like, if you was local, you would probably fucked for that money. Like,
yeah.
And you talking about you got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You need to be a little bit more quiet.
She wanted a $40
hoe. Hey, I done been a $40 hoe one time, so I ain't gonna hold you.
You gave it up for 40?
No, I didn't give it up for 40, but I met a nigga, you know what I'm saying, 3 days, and then, you know what I'm saying, damn, I need 40 bucks, you know what I'm saying, just to test to pull that nigga car. What you got? You got 40? Got 60.
Did he give you the 40?
I got the 40.
What did he get?
Nothing. We don't even talk no more. He was cool, but, you know.
I mean, sometimes it be like that. Sometimes it's like, shit, you know.
He was
cool. You got to fuck with somebody.
Yeah.
Do it be going for the 40, though? Is that the going price for...
It ain't going
Is that the market
nothing.
Price for Coochie?
No,
I
nigga.
See some things happening in Follies.
Follies?
Right.
Is that where you work?
I don't work there. I used to.
Where do you work now?
At a gas station.
At a gas station?
Yes, sir.
Gas station. I heard a lot of motherfuckers is leaving the strip club.
Mm-hmm. Why?
That's
how I used to be.
What's the strip? So let's get into that. What is the strip club culture in Atlanta?
Right now, it's too many bitches fucking for little amounts of money.
The 40 ball rule the strip club.
Even if it's that. Like, some bitches not even going to 40.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Sucking dick on the floor for $30.
That's real. And, you know, the private parties, they done started, too.
Yeah.
So, like, people doing private stripper parties outside of going to the strip club, that fucked it up. But I think bitches in here fucking, that's really what ruined that shit. Because it used to be an honest hustle. I ain't even going to hold you. You was a stripper, you
right here
to make some money.
Exactly.
I don't think every woman that went to college thought about stripping. If you didn't, you ain't go to college.
Man, I know for a fact in college, like, it used to go down in Heritage. That used to be the goddamn training ground.
Baby, I'm trying to tell you.
The college dorms?
Hey. Shout out to Clark Atlanta.
Shout out to the whole agency. Shout out to the bad hoes and Spelman.
Hey.
Oh, shit. My God.
Hey. Yeah, nah, I don't know. The strip club... The scene in Atlanta, because, of course, everybody comes to Atlanta, and when they come here, they want to go to the Magic Cities, the Blue Flames, you know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
But it's so many different avenues for stripping and making money in that industry that you necessarily don't got to go to the strip club no more. So, and the niggas in there don't even be throwing money.
Exactly.
So that's what fucked it up, too, because now it's like, shit, it's not even I got to dance. I actually got to entertain you. You know what I'm saying? Conversation-wise, for you to even throw something, if anything. Like.
Niggas be so cheap nowadays. Like, the money is definitely not how it used to be back
then. Hell no.
But when I first started dancing, niggas used to come out of their pockets for real.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's hard to get $100 out of a nigga. Like,
yeah, I don't know. If you are a stripper, I know you out here making some money, because my feet hurt when I'm at the club dancing, bitch. Okay? I know when you out there doing it for real. Yeah, you a strong.
You gotta be a real athlete to be a true dancer athlete. In Atlanta. Yes. Like, it's more than just clapping ass cheeks. You gotta get up on that pole.
But that too, it's some strippers that don't even do pole work no more. They just, that's all they do is clap ass. So it's, niggas is kind of like, I can get this shit at
ass
home.
Ass don't even be moving. They just got ass shots. Yeah. That's what niggas like now.
Yeah, niggas like fake.
So do the quality of ass shots play a factor into it? Like, cause some people
niggas
shit.
Niggas don't give a fuck what it look like.
Niggas, I know. I
think I know some niggas.
I like, if you
some,
follow.
It's a lot that don't.
It's this one chick who I see on Instagram and Twitter. And every time I see her, and I'm like, she's not even a dancer. But every time I see her, I got to repost her picture. Because I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, her shit is just that insanely improportionate to the rest of her body.
I'm weak as fuck. Not you be clocking her shit.
Like, because every... Cause,
every day,
cause I, not every day, but I mean, like, when you see something that looks that... I follow her, but I don't follow her because, like, damn, she got a fat ass. Like, damn, it's like a joke at this point. Like, you really...
Now you can't be serious.
Like, this shit is just funny. That shit is just funny.
Nah, I know young girls that's out here really changing their bodies, and it's really sad, honestly, to see that shit. It's really fucking sad. Really?
I want to get some ass shots in my titties.
Tiny.
Why didn't you?
Your ass is nice.
Because I was like, natural gonna come back in style. Thing.
I don't think it will.
But it's hard to get, like, certain gigs, like, higher paying gigs. Niggas don't want to pay the amount that I want to get me in the video. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I done did so much shit. And y'all
she was actually in the City Girls video.
You was in the City Girls video.
Was it twerk?
Yep. Yeah.
She was in the City Girls video. She got flued out.
She got flued out. A lot of camera time.
Yes.
I didn't go back in, but I still got some money.
Yeah, because the shorty that won, she deserved that. Okay? She almost broke her neck for that money.
Oh, yeah. That shit did look kind of
she almost killed herself for the money.
Actually, we're going to talk about this. Okay, so I feel like she won. It was cool, but it wasn't fair.
It was because a controversy at the twerk video.
Oh, she's Jamaican.
Okay, so what happened?
What bitch from Atlanta you know gonna do a backflip in the ocean? We don't have no water around here. We don't know how to swim.
You go to Centennial Park.
Not in the fountain.
Hey. You go twerk that ass in the family
just
setting.
Wasn't fair. And then she's smoking a cigarette upside down. I'm like, bruh. What the fuck are we doing?
So it was based off of what y'all did during the video, or it was based off of what? It was just strictly what y'all did in the video?
All I did in the video. When we was in the dirt and stuff, that was a competition.
That was a competition. Mm-hmm. Oh.
All that yelling that you hear in the beginning, that's some conflicts between girls.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was a lot of beef down there? Y'all had real, that was that real life smoke?
There. It was some beef down there.
Y'all had real life smoke with each other?
Ain't no y'all. They did.
They did. Oh, so you kept
it. I was my own person. I was not in the mix. I was by myself. I wasn't ghetto enough for one group. I wasn't LA enough for another group. I was just by myself.
Right.
You from here?
From here, born and raised.
Okay, cool.
So was other people from Atlanta that went down there too? Mm-hmm. Damn, that's crazy.
But they was in their own little group. Mm-hmm. I fuck with everybody, but I was still by myself.
Okay.
Damn, whole time I'm thinking she really deserved that shit. Whole time.
Man, that shit was
some bullshit.
I ain't gonna say it was some bullshit. That was a good experience, but just her winning. It was like, what the fuck? She was Jamaican. I thought it was a twerk contest, not a trick contest.
Right, because she out here really, she was doing tips and tricks.
And then there was a girl from Duval. She know how to do the same tricks.
Damn.
Even better. But she just I guess they just automatically wanted her to win because she's Jamaican or whatever. Uh-huh. She ain't from the States. They flew her out from Jamaica.
So. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, damn, that is...
That's fucked up,
that's
though.
Fucked up. We support you, though, Tiny, because you know you do your thing. Yes. You do your thing down here. So...
That shit's crazy.
Let's get back on the original topic. It was dating in Atlanta. But what do y'all think about pre-dates?
Pre-dates?
What's pre-dates?
I mean, you're clicking your tongue, Drea, Nicole. Who's up? Huh? Y'all know pre-date?
Fuck no!
Is my mic on?
What's pre-date?
What is pre-date?
Okay, so pre-date. Like, say I'm interested in Christina, but I don't know that much about Christina to actually give out the full date. So pre-date is like going to like Starbucks, going to like a library, some low key. Yeah, like something low key, doesn't involve
low budget.
A high. Yeah.
Go to the library.
Yeah, yeah. Well, low budget. Okay. Low investment, you know, low return type shit.
I
just want
to
be around you.
I've dated before then.
Might as well take me on a date to Popeyes and call it a day.
So would you accept that? Because some women don't even like the term pre-date.
I don't look at it as pre-dating. If it's dating, it's dating. Right. I mean, we're going on a date to Popeyes. We're going on a date to Popeyes.
So would you take a date to Popeyes or to the Waffle House?
I wouldn't take no date. I'll go to the Waffle House. I definitely go to the Waffle House.
Okay, so the Waffle House.
Sit there and talk. I would rather do that where we could actually sit and have a conversation. For real.
Drea, come over here.
My type of date. Go to Chops. We can go to...
I mean, anything. But I mean, it's not because I don't even know you as a person.
Drea, so give us your opinion on pre-dates.
Ain't no pre-date.
Really?
No pre-date?
No. Waffle House, Popeyes, y'all try any.
No, Waffle House, I mean, is this after the club?
We went
to go get some food. Like, this ain't no serious
stuff. That's not a date.
That's a pre-date.
If I just met you in the club and you think you're about to take me to Waffle House, we can go to Waffle House, but that ain't no date.
It's a pre-date, exactly.
It's not a pre-date. It's just I'm hungry, yep. And you taking me to eat.
So y'all hungry, y'all going out, y'all having a conversation.
Exactly.
That don't count?
To me, that's not a pre-date, because I don't consider that a date. Like, you still have to take me on a date.
I feel like we were
just hungry. We was at the club. We fucked up. We hungry. Cool. Let's go eat.
Y'all going to be sitting there talking to everything?
Yeah.
Or am I just going to be eating? Because I'm hungry.
So I feel like if the pre-date don't go well, we can't go on to the next level. You feel me? Like, if on the pre-date, you on your phone, you goddamn worried about everything else but me, then shit, why would I invest more time into you?
Exactly. You believe in pre-dates?
I believe in putting time with somebody that I want to get to know.
So, to you, a pre-date is putting in time?
It don't even got to be... Well, yes.
So, you believe in pre-date?
I believe in pre-date.
So, you okay with taking a girl to Popeyes or Waffle House?
I wouldn't say Popeyes or Waffle House. I'd say Waffle House.
Don't disrespect Popeyes.
But to me...
Popeyes is not that good.
First of all, I fuck with the red beans and
rice. I ain't talking about the chicken sandwich. The chicken sandwich is definitely
talking
about the actual chicken. That chicken good as fuck.
So, I mean, like, a pre-date could be a hookah lounge. Like,
it could be a hookah lounge.
I mean, we can go to Encore. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm saying? Something chill.
It's something like... I don't want to... Like, it's something that I don't got to invest a lot of time in to think about, damn, what we're going to do, what time I need to pick.
But going to the club is not a date.
What type of food does she like?
I wish y'all could see my girl face in the background. Because Lex is not with the shit.
You're not having it.
Lex, you're not having the pre-date shit either?
The same way as me. Of course, Kodak, you know that.
Both of them are high standards and shit. They like getting flown out.
Hold on, don't get confused. I'm high standard too, but my thing is, like I said earlier, people will beg for your time and waste it. So honestly, I don't even want to kick it with you just because. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I fuck with the pre-date.
But that's what to me a pre-date is. I'm kicking it with you just because.
But I need to know what your vibe is. If I don't feel your vibe and I don't like
and
it,
and I'd rather know your vibe at Ruth Chris than at fucking
I can't do all that shit for everybody. I'm not gonna be the first date at Ruth Chris, and
that's the thing. So cool. You the type of nigga, you not gonna be the first date at Ruth Chris, so move. Move.
God damn,
but
she kicked me out my own shit.
I'm just saying though, because it's like a first date at Waffle House, the pre-date, it's like I still might not like you. So, bitch, let's go to Ruth's Chris. Then I still might not like you, but at least we here. And he's talking about stuffed chicken.
And then I, look, see, that's the thing. Y'all like pre-dates because, shit, at least I got my food. I hate that shit, because, damn, I wasted my time on another fucking date. Like,
but how will you know until you go on a date? Because it might work out that way, but it might not. It, like, a bitch might really end up liking you.
But if I went on a pre-date, right. if I took you out somewhere before that, then shit, I wouldn't have wasted my time.
But let me say something real quick, because we gotta do a conference call. I feed myself every day. I eat every day. I can eat at Ruth's Chris every day if I want to. And that's just some real shit.
Saying the nigga that I fuck with gotta be on that same...
He gotta be on that same level, but I don't need you to eat. Stop fucking with hoes that need you to eat.
That's true.
That's probably your problem.
That's true.
With bitches who it's like, if you don't take them out to eat, they gonna
starve.
Fuck with hoes who is like, bitch, on, I hoes. Eat every... I mean, I'm just saying, fuck...
No, fuck it. Come on, hoes.
Fuck with hoes.
Fuck with hoes.
I'm from Texas, so I say hoes a lot. But it's just like, fuck with bitches who is like...
That can sustain themselves without you.
Without you.
Because whether we eat it... Because that's why I said, for me, a pre-date is a no-go. Because, bitch, I can go to Waffle House on my own.
You're right.
I don't need you to take me to Waffle House. I don't need you to take me to Ruth's Chris either. But at least if I'm going to waste my time and I'm still not going to like you, I'd rather get a 5-star meal than a fucking Waffle House meal. Which is something I'll probably eat anyways on my own.
Waffle House is delicious.
Waffles be busting.
So stop fucking with bitches who need you to take them on dates because they using you for your...
That is it.
For you buying the meal.
That's it. That's the conclusion we're coming to. Kodak needs to stop fucking with broke.
Yeah.
Stop fucking with broke bitches.
Stop fucking with broke.
We love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Poor Minds crew.
Thanks, y'all. We be right back in a flash.
So,
I'm weak.
Stop fucking with broke hoes is the conclusion.
Basically. I mean, females, I don't fuck with broke niggas. That's what I said. The moment that it look... like it, 10 times out of 10 it is.
I
about to say, I'm still gonna go on the pre-date.
Are they sponsoring you? Because you love you some goddamn Popeyes.
Everybody know I love Popeyes.
They sponsor the Migos. You know, they got their little pack.
Yeah.
The pack is in for the Migos.
Yes.
So, let's take a step into the big homie's bedroom.
Big homie's bedroom.
This is big homie Tiny. I forgot. Yeah, that's why we brought her on. So let's get into the segment dedicated to women. So I want to get y'all both your opinions on these topics.
I'm gonna need some more. I'll be talking
some,
about
some
this.
Bamboo. So first topic, tricking culture.
Tricking culture. You mean like sugar daddies or niggas that you just hit up because
both? Tricks. That's the blanket statement.
We are in the city.
Number one
that
city
live on it.
For tricking.
That
for sugar daddies. This is a real statement. So, have either of y'all ever been tricked on?
I mean, that's how that business is.
Well, Tiny, I know you have. When was the last time a nigga...
not fucking these niggas.
When was the last time a nigga tricked
not
on you?
Like last week.
Last week. What did he get you?
He just sent me some money. And I bought a whole bunch of Adidas shit.
What?
And I bought me a TV.
How much did these niggas send to you?
The minimum be like 5. I ain't gonna hold you.
500?
I don't know. He sent me 2. And then, it was about 5. Mm-hmm. He sent me 2 and then 3 like a couple days after.
Damn. Women got it easy down here. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is show a little feet. Show a little cootie.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't even gotta do that. All you gotta do is really get these niggas some attention, because that's what niggas
put us on pimping, man.
Well, yeah.
Put me down, man.
Niggas
put me down, man.
That's it. They want somebody to make them feel like they that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I feel I gotta do more than that.
Well, oh, yeah, we'll see. I ain't in that. Nah, not even that. It's niggas is literally going based off your vibe. At least that's the niggas that I attract. And as soon as they feel like, you know, you genuine, which I am already, but as soon as they feel that vibe from you, they willing to, you know what I'm saying, put you in a better situation. If they see you fucked up or down bad, even if it's on some little shit, they want to, you know, make sure you good. Yeah. That's the type of niggas I be fucking with.
It be the wrong hoes that be trying to do that shit with me, man.
Sorry to hear that.
Because I feel like, you know, I do not have any problem trying to, like, make sure you good. But you got to make sure that we got that type of relationship before you goddamn start asking for shit.
You right.
Like, this shit happened probably, this probably happened this past weekend. So I'm like...
Your weekend was lit.
It was. It be all on social media, man. You know, when you put up a lot of shots, you know, you be getting a lot of interactions. So, this chick was like, I was like, shit, man. No. She was like, she had reposted a video. It was her sucking dick. And I was like, damn, I need to get some of that action.
And
she, yeah. And she said, oh, you want that? I'm like, hell yeah. And then she sent me the cash emojis. And I was like,
Gotta bless. Gotta bless.
Because I feel like, my nigga, if you have to ask for that shit, mm-hmm. you ain't got it like that. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to ask for it when it came to you, yeah, and you didn't have to ask for it when it came to you. And if you out here like, oh, well, you know, I need some money, blah, 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 you ain't about to get no money, man. Hey. And I know they say closed mouths don't get fed, but shit, my mouth gonna open and tell you no, ho.
Right.
Because you ain't getting shit. Like, I'm not the type of nigga you gonna say, oh, well, it costs to be around me. Bitch, who is you?
Hey,
nah,
but I'm just trying to tell you.
Niggas do offer. I will offer. But I'm not about to give you. I'm not finna pay you.
I'm trying to tell you,
your head not even all that. Like, what if we get there? What if we do it and your shit is whack? And you still gonna be expecting to get paid? Like, bitch.
The fucked up part about it is, I think men gotta get on the same page. Because women, I think we are all on the same page to a certain extent. But dudes, it's really lame niggas out here that are paying for a bitch's time.
Yeah.
So when we see that and we get that from one nigga, it's like, well, shit.
If this you is ain't the standard
doing it,
now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing it, say less. Go fuck with somebody else, because I bet you literally 15 minutes is going to be another nigga that come in my same space with some different energy
tricks that's like
ready
buses.
To drop some motherfucking money. They come every 15
tricks
minutes.
Are like buses.
You know what I'm saying? Especially let in when you spending, you know what I'm saying, Karen from fucking Marietta's money. And not your money.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You can spend
y'all be fucking Karen. Karen. You see she didn't say Ebony.
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen from
big scammer.
She like pink dicks.
Shit and me. Now I'm talking about these niggas that's be spending scammer money.
Oh my God.
That's what that is.
Them niggas be cheap
money.
As fuck.
They be the cheapest.
Like, nigga, how you got all this money? You flexing on Instagram with all this money, but you can't even spend $100 in the club.
I'm trying to tell you.
You complaining about the dough being $20.
I'm trying to tell you.
$40.
So that last club you danced at, Follies?
Oh, hell no.
What's the last club?
I don't even
want to
get in
the
no club.
Was it Wax?
I don't know. Gold
I was
Rush.
Just down there by
Gold Rush. Ass as fuck. And then before that, it was Babes. Everybody knows I was at Babes.
You was at Babes during the Twerk Tuesday shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I still got those videos.
Wow.
Oh, you know, all right. I'm going to show y'all later. I'm going to show y'all later. The motherfuckers was lit. So, niggas do be tricking. But
be tricking.
For niggas, it be everybody. Everybody ain't got the juice like that. I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm gonna put you down, man.
I mean, we know that. But niggas do be kept.
I'm talking about the women. Like,
women be kept?
Women, right. everybody. Like, both of y'all bad, right? But it be people that look trash as fuck be trying to get the same juice y'all got.
I'm trying to tell you.
Now, I'm gonna say, it's probably niggas out there that'll trick on anything.
I was about to say.
But the probability of it is way lower.
I don't know. I think pretty girl treatment is a thing. I think it was
pretty
a
girl
real
privilege
thing.
Is definitely a real thing.
It's a real thing.
But I done seen some butterface girls.
And they out here getting it.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they out here getting it. I'm like, damn, shorty really got to be throwing it down on that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Really got to be throwing it down on that nigga for him to be, you know what I'm saying, dishing shit out like that. But nah, niggas be lame.
Oh, shit, I got another story.
Not so, you got so many stories on the topic. We going to need you to change.
No.
Who you fucking with?
Well, fuck it. Okay. So.
Damn, Kodak.
I told y'all I randomly give out shit on social media. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So this chick had hit me up and I was like, okay, well fuck it, use the cash app. Seen $10, right? So I sent her the $10. This bitch gonna say, what I supposed to do with that?
Shit in me.
Mind you, that's not it. So I look at her goddamn bio, this bitch got an OnlyFans link in there, right?
Six.
So I'm like, okay. Six. Let me clip this motherfucker. Guess how much your OnlyFans was?
What?
$8.
No.
So I'm like, bitch, I'm not even asking you for shit. I could have bought your OnlyFans and seen your pussy hole for a month.
For free.
I could have seen your whole booty.
Less.
I could have seen your whole booty hole for a month.
My shit 25.
And still.
Okay.
I could have had $2 left over. And you talking about what are you supposed to do with that? Bitch, the same shit you're doing for the other
the
goddamn
shit,
$8.
Right. Right. The same, without taxes.
Like, and I'm not even asking you for shit. Like, how's. This is
hey, it's that social media. Hey, I don't hold you. That's what these social media managers is for people mm-hmm. like that. That's what that shit is.
Facts.
Damn near a modern day pimp.
That's why I ain't fucking with no manager.
Hey,
oh,
you got posted.
Now you say your shit is $25 a month.
Like, they already take $5 off that shit, so. I'm
so her shit really $3?
No, they probably. You said her shit $8. She probably getting like $4.
But I seen hoes like $2.99 and $4 mm-hmm. shit, so they ain't making shit.
No, there's some bitches that actually make us some shit. They got a sale going on. They just make us some shit.
Man, I've noticed a difference between someone because like we can talk about the OnlyFans shit now. As a matter of fact,
I'm about to say wait.
I don't. First of all, I don't follow nobody. I don't subscribe nobody OnlyFans.
Me neither.
Shit. the t-shirts they be putting on social media is enough. But I seen some of them be like $30. I'm like, God damn. That is a lot of fun.
So they take half or they take a percentage of?
A percentage.
So you know what a percentage is?
Of money.
Oh, you know, okay. So
damn, but you're making 20 off of each subscriber then.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh. Just what imagine you be showing that
shit. Booty hole. You spread them off.
Ah, oh, man.
You playing with a cootie cat.
Go crazy.
Right.
I seen
Johnny Blaze
doing that shit. Like,
Johnny Blaze.
I can't wait.
Ain't even getting naked. That's the crazy part.
I can't wait that we had Johnny Blaze up here. Cause shit, I'm not gonna say it till she get here. But I definitely want to have a conversation about that with Johnny Blaze. Cause yeah, it's interesting.
Shout out to you, girl, because you got her getting to a bag in multiple ways. And the bitch is really talented, too. She can sing.
She, Johnny Blaze, can do a lot musically.
Motherfucking play the piano and shit.
Yeah.
Play the piano and twerk.
And twerking on
you do music, too, though, right? A little something.
I don't know how to rap.
What do you do?
I made a song, but I don't know.
Have somebody write it. I mean, have somebody write that shit. Get a melody.
I've done it before.
I'll write for you.
I don't know how to.
Come on, go
somewhere. I don't know how to find my tone yet.
Your tone?
Yes.
You sound like you got a tone already.
Right.
This
shit country. Niggas love that country shit.
They love that country shit, but I don't know how to put that like.
And you got the blue hair. You got the personality.
You better sound like Rashida. Put it on and make them wanna marry me.
See, I'm trying to be like a mix of Lil Kim, Trina, and 21 Savage.
What the fuck does that sound like?
Some gangsta nasty shit.
Gangsta nasty shit.
Cause I'm that gangsta bitch like 21 Savage.
You gonna rap about getting your booty hole?
Sound like Dreezy.
You're not gonna rap about getting your
booty. I mean, she all of that mixed together though. She could do all that shit, that sexy shit, that fly shit.
I need mine a little more hood though. Cause, like,
real
hood.
Mm.
My sis.
Okay. So, we're gonna go into our last segment for this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Facts or cap?
Ooh. Cap.
Facts or cap? Y'all ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you support having a joint bank account?
Cap. Are we married? Are we just in a relationship?
In a deep relationship.
I don't know about deep, because that deep can turn left.
Shallow.
Deep, and what about married?
Facts. I'm still going to have my separate shit, but we can have a joint one, too.
Oh, right, definitely. Okay. Yeah. All the money not going in that one. But
yeah,
we can have
not even half that shit going in that one.
Okay. So, anything else you ladies want to talk about before we get out of here?
I thought you had another subject. That didn't sound like all the subjects.
Couldn't be.
Well, I do have one more.
What is it?
Are you an asset or a liability?
I'm a motherfucking asset.
How about I say I'm an asset? Depending on who you ask.
Oh shit.
I ain't gonna hold you. Depending on who you ask, I'm either a bill or I'm either somebody that I'm actually helping you out when you down there.
I feel like, you know, in relationships and shit, I need an asset.
I need an asset too.
But like you said, this is Atlanta and a lot of niggas don't have a problem with adding a liability.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's what the trick culture is. But I mean, like, for me right now, I need an asset because you got to be able, that's why, like, one thing I ask whenever I'm talking to a chick or getting to know somebody, like, what do you do and how can I add to?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, because if you do hair, okay, well, let me get you in a room with somebody to where we can boost that hair business.
Right.
Well, if you're trying to do what I do, well, shit, let me goddamn get you set up with a few events, get you on a carpet or something, get you some interviews on your reel and see how we can make that happen.
Right.
You feel me? So that's the type of women I like messing with. Those are the ones that I really take the most serious. But if it's just a physical thing, I don't really give a fuck.
Right, exactly. But majority, and I mean us as adults, majority of shit do just be physical. Like it don't even be no, I'm going to hit you up whenever I'm trying to do my shit outside of that. Nah, I need an asset too. I need a nigga that's going to make it make sense. Yeah, like put me in a position to be a boss. Put me in a position, you know what I'm saying, to where I can make some shit pop for myself. And you know what I'm saying? Like that's the type of nigga I want. I think everybody want that type of person. Unless you just ain't looking for that, you know, and money ain't an issue for you.
Yeah.
And you can have four or five liabilities running around Atlanta.
Fuck that.
I can't have no liabilities. I'm not hurting or no shit like that, but I can't be involved with anybody who's not trying to do something better for themselves. That shit'll rub off on me and I end up wasting time.
You damn right. You damn right. That energy shit real. Mm-hmm. Being around people with that, got that fucked up energy all the time.
Yeah.
Always complaining.
Can't do it.
Being lazy.
Lazy.
Didn't that make you feel lazy? Like, God damn, do I even have a job? I do got a job. Yeah. Why the fuck am I not
at
work right
got you
now?
Calling in and shit. My ex had that happening to me. I used to call in to work, like, let's just lay at home.
Right.
Broke as fuck together.
They had her going crazy.
What?
She had that dick at her goddamn stupid.
This was younger me though.
She was like, I don't need no
older
job.
Older me, the moment that she get like that, I gotta step away from you.
I don't need a job.
Devil.
I got that dick.
Hey, that's gonna pay the
nigga
bills.
Nigga put that sausage on her ass. Goddamn, Christina. She think about that dick right now. Think about that dick right now. She like, shit.
Hey, that toxic shit used to keep me going.
Valentine's Day coming up.
Now I don't fuck with that nigga no more.
Uh-huh.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, you got niggas sending you $500 at a time. Shit, I guess not.
I'm trying to tell you.
Broke niggas, period.
Trying to tell you. Bands on bands on bands.
Fuck y'all broke niggas.
Fuck y'all broke niggas.
Shout out to y'all.
Fuck broke niggas. Anyway.
That's the motto. Fuck broke niggas and broke bitches. That's the overall message of today's episode.
Fuck okay? Broke niggas and broke bitches.
And that's it. Across the board. Predating.
Period.
Fuck broke niggas and broke bitches.
Yeah, because shit, apparently, niggas said I got stuff fucking with broke bitches.
Hey, because you clearly have a rap sheet of fucking with broke bitches. That's your favorite thing to do. That's your favorite thing to do. You have made yourself a target.
Damn, I do.
You have made yourself a target.
Bitches be thinking I'm a trick. That's the thing. Like, God,
nigga, you be on cam. I mean, on Instagram, Twitter, talking about
because I do that shit. I do that shit because I want to.
Right.
I'm not going to do it because you ass bitch. That shit just like, damn, bitch, you are broke.
You know,
like,
niggas, you get niggas an inch, they take a mile. So, of course, they going to think that you sitting on a bag.
Fuck
be like, let me see how much I can run this nigga.
Yeah, what can I run this nigga up
you
for?
You get your feelings hurt like that. Because that's the first thing that come to my mind when that shit happened. Like, bitch, you are broke. Ugh.
Yeah,
ew.
Ew.
Ugh, bitch.
Ew. You
can't even buy a fucking 5-piece.
Oh, my God. Dude,
hey, if you can't get a 10-piece, my lemon pepper.
And that's the thing. I don't eat just a 10-piece. I mean, I'm getting a 15 or 20.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting 15 to 20.
Hit me with the 10 and a piece drink. I'm
God
cool.
Damn.
Niggas know I eat too much. I need a 15, 20. All flats, period.
Where
all
go?
Flats.
Where you go?
You know what go to this? Ass in my forehead.
Let me see it. You got
let's see
you
it, sir.
You got to see it.
Oh, damn. I didn't know you was this thick.
Camera.
You know what I'm saying?
I did not know you was this thick.
God damn. You got, can you zoom in on that? That is incredible.
Why I didn't know you was this thick? What the fuck they call you tiny for?
That's my name.
That's Big Homie's house. Second episode.
I win.
It's lit. We got Tiny in the building. Big Homie Tiny.
Big Homie.
Big Homie Stina.
Yeah.
It's fucking lit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.